Unforgivable. Ms. Bevilacqua, IQ 140. It makes perfect sense that a class with a teacher named Oz would call their robot Tin Man. The parallel to The Wizard of Oz doesn't stop there. In the famous story, the Tin Man lacks a brain. What he gets instead is a diploma. I'm beginning to suspect that's what happened with Donovan Curtis. He passed the test with flying colors. It was wonderful. We were all really happy for him. Except that it meant exactly as much as the words printed on the Tin Man's parchment. He was still failing my class quite spectacularly. In science, his average was below 50%. And below 40 in the chemistry and physics portions. He was passing English, but just barely. His C- in social studies was the jewel in his crown, except for robotics. He was running a B average there, but only because he was handy with a joystick, a mark of someone who has taken on a life of solemn worship at the altar of Xbox or PlayStation. Does this sound like Academy material to you?
He passed the test, Maria. Brian Del Rio, our principal, reminded me. What more can we ask of him?
A decent grade would be nice, I retorted. Or some faint trace that might indicate mastery of a subject.
We cut Noah Euclid a lot of slack, Brian challenged her. Why shouldn't Donovan deserve the same consideration?
I sighed. You're comparing apples and oranges. Come to think of it, pumpkins and raisins.
A more appropriate contrast might be Betelgeuse and the nucleus of a carbon atom.
Noah is the kind of mind that comes along once in a teaching career, if you're lucky.
But the test, the principal insisted.
If I buy a dog, but when I open the carrier I find a hamster inside, is it a dog because that's what it says on the bill of sale? My powers of observation and reasoning trump words on a piece of paper. I don't know how he passed the test. I only know that he couldn't have.
Brian was adamant. He ran this place by the book. Donovan had passed, and he was in. Everybody was covered, especially the principal. If there was blame to be assigned somewhere down the line, none of it was going to fall on him. And it had to be in Brian's mind that Donovan had solved the human growth and development problem by providing his pregnant sister as a lab rat. Now, there was an oversight that would have resounded with the parents. I couldn't fault him for being grateful for a solution. Parents can get ugly. Parents of the gifted can be positively militant. What I did fault him for was allowing that gratitude to blind him to the truth about Donovan. Perhaps he thought it was harmless to harbor a mediocre student in the academy. But that student was diluting the standards of the gifted program for everybody. Not to mention that Donovan was learning absolutely nothing here. He was entitled to a real education at his own level. My colleagues seemed to be taking their lead from Brian. If the principal wasn't worried, what concern was it of theirs? Of course they knew that Donovan wasn't exactly acing their classes. But hey, he'd passed the test. The test! It was as if they believed the test was an infallible super being that had descended to Earth on a great space arc surrounded by thunderbolts of perfection. Oz was the last bastion of sanity left in the building. He'd known from the beginning that something wasn't right about Donovan. He was the one who'd asked for the retest. Surely he wasn't complacent enough to put aside his teacher's instinct just because of a test score. When I barged into the robotics lab, at first I thought it was deserted because the lights were out and I couldn't see any people. Then I looked down. There they all were, including Oz, lying flat on the floor with Katie Patterson, their pregnant lab rat. Loud, gasping, wheezing breaths issued from every throat. "What's going on here?" I exclaimed, shocked, scanning the room for a chemical leak. "We're breathing," Oz panted. "I can hear that. Why can't you do it standing up with the lights on?"
"It's a new variation on Lamaze," Chloe explained. "Noah developed it. It's much better than the original."
And would you believe that my colleague made me wait until the end of the class before he managed to find time for me? I stood in the hall, fuming, listening to the scuba respiration sounds coming from inside the lab. It took a while to resuscitate Noah, who had passed out from his own breathing technique. They were all red-faced and panting as they filed past me, but they looked vaguely pleased with themselves, as if they were accomplishing something. Maybe they were. Very little was beyond Noah's capabilities when he wasn't mounting a concerted effort to flunk. I noted that they were grateful to their lab rat, but most of that gratitude was heaped on Donovan himself. And it wasn't only gratitude, it was genuine affection. Noah regarded him with nothing less than worship. Chloe cast him soulful glances that might have indicated a crush. Even Abigail seemed to have softened her attitude toward him. Oz was practically glowing with triumph, mopping at his face with a paper towel.
"I have to admit, I had my doubts about this project," he said after his students had moved on. "But we've taken a course that was 90% giggling at the names of body parts and made it meaningful and beautiful and rooted in the real world. I'm going to write an article for American Teacher."
That would be a must-read, all about how every class should adopt its own pregnant woman.
"We need to talk about Donovan," he nodded.
"Where would we be without him?"
"I'm not talking about Baby 101, Oz. I'm talking about Donovan as an Academy student. Have you noticed any improvement in his performance?"
"Oh, sure, he..."
His voice trailed off.
"I didn't think so," I said crisply. "He's bailed you out on human growth and development, and he's the Mario Andretti of the robot driving circuit. But his academics are no better than they ever were."
"Well then, how did he pass the test?" Oz demanded with growing defiance.
"Maybe he didn't," I mused, voicing for the first time a thought that had been nagging at me over the past few days.
"Are you saying he cheated?" he sputtered. "Impossible! He took that test over a secure internet connection directly from the State Department of Education. He was alone in the library with a staff member's eye on him every second."
"It's impossible for Donovan," I agreed. "But what about the others?" His incredulous expression slowly settled into one of alarm. "Of course the others were capable of hacking into a secure connection, some of them without breaking a sweat."
"Why would they do it?" he managed at last. "Why help him pass?"
"Open your eyes, Oz. They love him. And it isn't just because of his sister and the way he drives the robot. He's normal, he's casual, he's capable of having a good time. He's everything they can't seem to master, despite all their brains." He looked melancholy.
"I like him, Maria.
Maybe he doesn't belong, but he's good for these kids. He completes them.
He turned one of them into a cheater, I reminded him.
Hey, we have no evidence of that.
And that was the whole problem. If one of Oz's superachievers had found an undetectable way to take control of a secure computer and do the test for Donovan, who would ever be smart enough to prove it?
Cheating Investigation. Interview with Donovan Curtis.
Ms. Bevilacqua.
Your score on the retest was remarkable, Donovan.
Donovan. Thanks.
Ms. Bevilacqua.
It far outstrips any work that you've done in class. How do you explain that?
Donovan. I studied really hard.
Ms. Bevilacqua.
Come now. You know this isn't the kind of test you can study for.
Donovan.
Maybe I got lucky. Some people are just good test takers.
Ms. Bevilacqua.
Or maybe someone helped you.
Donovan.
I was all alone. Ask the librarian.
Ms. Bevilacqua.
It's possible to take control of a computer remotely. In that case, someone would be able to do the test for you.
Donovan.
I wouldn't have a clue how to do that.
Ms. Bevilacqua.
I believe you. In fact, you've just proved my point. You could never accomplish such a thing.
But the person who achieved that score could.
Donovan.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ms. Bevilacqua.
Yes, you do. I want the name, and I want it now.
Donovan.
I'm late for robotics.
Ms. Bevilacqua.
You realize that we're talking about cheating here.
Donovan.
You know the kind of kids in my class. Who'd risk that kind of trouble to help someone like me?
Ms. Bevilacqua. Perhaps nobody. But to help the brother of a living, breathing human growth and development credit,